Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A single word that can create many questions is doubt. The topic is presented in a play written by John Patrick Shanley titled Doubt, a Parable. It's presented by the Louisiana Tech School of Performing Arts beginning tomorrow night. Dr. Kenneth Robbins directs the production, and Rowan Johnson serves as promotions director with the department, as well as assistant director for the upcoming play. They join me in studio for Land Yap. Ken, walk us into the beginning of this play. We're going to jump right in. About the setting and what's taking place.
Well, the setting is 1964, the Bronx, New York, and it is inside the St. Nicholas School and Church. And it involves a set of characters, all of whom are deeply connected to the Catholic Church in one way or another. One is the Father Flynn, who is the pastor for the church and school. And then there is the principal of the school itself, Sister Aloysius, and her eighth grade teacher, Sister James. Added to that group is one of the mothers of one of the children at the school.
How would you describe the relationship between Father Flynn and Sister Aloysius?
Flinty.
Yeah,
Flynn and Aloysius are at opposite sides of the notion of what it means to be a Catholic, let's say. Father Flynn is somewhat connected to the Vatican II principles that were in process at the time, and Sister Aloysius is tied 100% to the traditions of the church that Vatican II was in the process of contesting.
Mm-hmm. There appears to be a deep mistrust on the part of Sister Aloysius. Do we know how that developed in her life?
Well, there is a history there, and part of that history comes out in the play itself. Mm-hmm. Like 8 years prior, she had been involved with a conflict with another priest in another setting. And so she has a history, and then, of course, we find out that Father Flynn also has something of a history, having served in three parishes in the last 5 years.
One of the characters kind of introduced because of something that happens that prompts the sister's suspicions of Flynn. Tell us about that.
Well, that's the whole fulcrum of the play, mm-hmm. is that the process of how did we get here, and now that we're here, what do we do next, is an interesting dilemma. And one of the joys of this play, Bob, is the fact that the audience is going to leave without any clear idea of what they should think or do. It's up to each individual member of the audience to come to their own personal conclusion. And I love that.
That's the joyous part of doing homework.
Absolutely. And doubt is a major factor here. I think that's really what it's about. It's not about the issues that are put on the table. Mm-hmm. Those issues lead to, am I right or am I wrong? How important is certainty? And can doubt be a resource that we can trust? And I think so.
Well, Rowan, of course, this is a university production. Introduce us to some of the lead roles in this play.
So as Father Flynn, we've got Mark McGinley, who is a second-year graduate student. We have Sister Aloysius being played by Stephanie Hart, another second-year grad. Then Courtney Van Eaton is an undergraduate with our department, and she plays Sister James. Mm-hmm. And then a brand new graduate student, Marion Fields, plays Mrs. Muller, the mother of Donald Muller.
What have you enjoyed seeing develop as far as the interaction with these characters?
Oh, wow. It's been really incredible. Over the summer, Dr. Robbins and I got together and we started the research. This has been an incredibly long process trying to pile together all of this because neither Dr. Robbins nor myself are Catholic. but that in itself has been a really great experience because Dr. Robbins has taken us to, we've been to Catholic services, we've been to Episcopal services to see how those are different. And
right.
I was just discussing with him how I feel personally like I've grown, and I know that our cast has grown, even spiritually, not necessarily that we've converted, right? But that we feel more in touch with the world around us and in a sense kind of with God, whatever that means, having come to understand where each character is coming from with his or her particular relationship to God. Because obviously with the Second Ecumenical Council, And Father Flynn, being a fan of that, he has a completely different experience from Sister Aloysius, who much prefers the old ways. And then Sister James, who is kind of caught in between and trying to figure out for herself, like we are, what we believe.
Right. What's coming up next as far as the department goes and productions coming up?
Great. So we've got, obviously, we have Doubt opening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. After that, I also serve as president of Alpha Psi Omega, and we talked about our Spare Change initiative is putting on a festival of new works where we have five plays that are original plays from our students mm-hmm. that are being read. They're being staged, not necessarily fully produced. And then in winter, we have Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, which is a children's play, both for children, and we'll have children in the production. And then in the spring, we have the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, directed by Miss Sherry Skyro, which is a musical and is going to be tons of fun and lots of audience participation.
Yeah. Well, Doubt, a Parable begins tomorrow night at Stone Theater. We talked about Shanley and his work. Ken, it's an award-winning production, so a lot of acclaim.
Yes, it is. Actually, when you think about it, it's received the two highest awards available in this country. First of all, it received the Tony Award, which goes to the best play produced on Broadway for that particular year. And then, lo and behold, it won the Pulitzer as well. The Pulitzer is for the best play produced anywhere in the country. So there we have it.
The run of performances, and how can you find out more about attending?
By calling the number that Rowan knows.
Contact the Stone Theater box office. Visit us at LaTeX University Theater on Facebook.
The number is 257-3942.
Yeah, or LaTeX Doubt if you want to visit us on Twitter.
Well, Doubt, a Parable begins tomorrow evening at the Stone Theater. Rowan Johnson, Dr. Kenneth Robbins, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so Bob. Much.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.